shipping in the industry.
Sadly, actor Patrick Swayze dies after a battle with cancer. Horrible form of cancer, pancreatic cancer. We'll talk about that. Also mixing in, Federer losing at the U.S. Open, our U.S. Open, to a 20-year-old Argentinian. What? And Kanye West emotional on the debut of the Jay Leno Prime Time show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But we are locked and loaded for more politics. It's the same old coming out of Washington. How furious were you? Think back to about a year ago and all the bailouts. And then a couple months later, the conversation about Mr. Crazy Madoff and how many people were sunk by him. But really the bailouts. Because people who put money with Madoff, while it was very, very sad, they trusted financial advisors. In the bailout case, we, the American people, actually had to pony up the bucks to bail out the fat cats on Wall Street. Barack Obama spent part of the morning in New York with a big fat address, and he says a serious message to the people who mess with the financial matters in this country.
We can be confident that the storms of the past 2 years are beginning to break. In fact, while there continues to be a need for government involvement to stabilize the financial system, that necessity is waning. After months in which public dollars were flowing into our financial system, we're finally beginning to see money flowing back to taxpayers. This doesn't mean taxpayers will escape the worst financial crisis in decades entirely unscathed. But banks have repaid more than $70 billion, and in those cases where the government's stakes have been sold completely, taxpayers have actually earned a 17% return on their investment. Just a few months ago, many experts from across the ideological spectrum feared that ensuring financial stability would require even more tax dollars. Instead, we've been able to eliminate a $250 billion reserve included in our budget because that fear has not been realized. While full recovery of the financial system will take a great deal more time and work, the growing stability resulting from these interventions means we're beginning to return to normalcy. But here's what I want to emphasize today. Normalcy cannot lead to complacency. Unfortunately, there are some in the financial industry who are misreading this moment. Instead of learning the lessons of Lehman and the crisis from which we're still recovering, they're choosing to ignore those lessons. I'm convinced they do so not just at their own peril, but at our nation's. So I want everybody here to hear my words. We will not go back to the days of reckless behavior and unchecked excess that was at the heart of this crisis, where too many were motivated only by the appetite for quick kills and bloated bonuses. Those on Wall Street cannot resume taking risks without regard for consequences and expect that next time American taxpayers will be there to break their fall. And that's why we need strong rules of the road to guard against the kind of systemic risks that we've seen. And we have a responsibility to write and enforce these rules to protect consumers of financial products, to protect taxpayers, and to protect our economy as a whole.
All right, here's the bottom line on this. I watched this as it was happening, then watched it a little bit later again to listen closely to his words. So the president says there's much more work to be done. We can't be basically asleep at the wheel. We need stringent regulations and rules so we don't have this domino effect. If one of the big boys collapses, one of the large firms, and we have to have this overhaul of regulation, we can't do things the old way and all that sort of stuff. But if you listen to any of the economists, which I did today, which I thought he missed the mark as well, the one thing we didn't get from what the president was saying is there's no new proposals. No new proposals. I guess it was just those theories being thrown out. Hey, I need to get Congress on board. I need to get regulators on board. We can't be complacent. We got to close the loopholes. We're too big to fail. The bailout era, of course, is not over, and we've got, you know, people are out of work, and it's weakened, and all that sort of stuff. So from the category of I can't get no satisfaction, I got really not a lot of satisfaction out of this one, other than, I guess, the idea was to rally those would-be regulators and the people who run the financial systems to get them all on board, Congress, etc., I guess, because there was no clear-cut proposal, which is for some reason what I thought we were getting again, but we didn't get this time around. Because if you remember, and you know this, you, I, taxpayers, we've lent hundreds of billions of dollars to pretty huge financial institutions, and even trillions more. I can't even count that high in lending programs to try to loosen the incredible grip on lending. So the theory is the bailout money is coming back to us. But is it really? Do you feel like we are escaping the worst financial crisis in decades? I don't think so. I think we've all been scathed by this. And this ultimately is part of the problem. This ultimately is the frustration we see. It's not just healthcare reform. It's not just that, because it goes back to the financial matters once again. So we've got this problem with the healthcare system, right? And yes, we know that there has to be some kind of reform, but it has to be the right kind of reform. Otherwise, as much as you'll hear Obama, et cetera, and others saying, oh, this will send us into bankruptcy, you bet it will, if we do the wrong thing. If we do the wrong thing, like the public option without the funding behind it, of course, it will cripple the nation. It has to be done correctly. It has to be done correctly. And with this economic collapse, the problem is we are not anywhere near safe. We are not back on solid ground yet at this point. So I would like to see the proposals. What are the specific proposals? I mean, okay, we know before there was this new Consumer Financial Protection Agency that we should see in the future, right? So there would be that closing of the loopholes that he talked about. And that way, that whole idea of the company just falling down like a ton of bricks and having to bail them out couldn't happen. But the other interesting thing is the president called on foreign economies to jump on board with the U.S. in the regulatory effort for this response to the financial crisis. And of course he did that because China, this tug of war with China is starting to get pretty nasty when we talk about the tariffs and we talk about what China's done as a result of what the president has done to try to cut off the people who would take the work to China. And instead what that's done is now, ironically, because I would have applauded him for that originally, that's backfired and the Chinese are furious. So we're nowhere near solid ground when it comes to our financial system. Did we really learn the lessons of Lehman? Did we really, really learn what happened about a year ago? Mm-mm-mm. Do you think so? 800-259-5791. Keep that number close. But coming up next, speaking of bailouts and cash for clunkers and appliances and all that sort of stuff, financial man Vern Motor is going to break it down for us here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, coming up, we're going to tell you about some agents raiding a few homes in New York in what looked to be a terrorist cell. Boy, here we go again. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We're just talking about Obama and his speech on Wall Street. And as I mentioned, when you talk about the bailouts and we're concerned about the future and where's the money coming from, everybody points to cash for clunkers. And was this an effective program or not? We've had this guy on before. He's terrific, Vern Motor. He's a CPA, financial planner, and knows this inside and out. And last time we talked to Vern, we were talking about cash for clunkers and what was the downside and what people weren't really seeing. Since that whole program was announced, how much money has gone back to those car dealers who gladly were able to get some cars off the lot, but they find themselves in a zero-sum game because they haven't got most of the money back from the government as it is piled up in paperwork, and in fact, some of it's been rejected, and that's the part that was never talked about. Now there's another program, Cash for Appliances. How good is this one going to run? Hey, Vern, thanks for popping on with us.
Kate, thanks for having me on your show again.
Hey, I was just mentioning that. I know that you didn't think Cash for Clunkers was successful, neither did I, because it sounds good. It sounds sexy. I'll just put it that way. Ooh, cash for clunkers. Sure, get that car up. But how much does it ultimately cost? And how much money, of course, had to be thrown in the pot? And like I just said, most of that money, as you know, right, still isn't gone to the dealers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, cash for clunkers was, I think I said it on your show, a feel-good program. It feels good. It sounds good. Oh, we're helping the environment. We're giving a boost to the auto dealers and the auto industry, and the reality is that boost hasn't come. They got a blip in sales, and it's all going to look good on paper, but most of those dealerships still haven't gotten their money, and the program has been over since August 24th. So yes. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, Kate, you might not have known this, but that program itself created so much paperwork. They had a training center that is supposed to train air traffic controllers trying to do paperwork for cash for clunkers.
Oh.
I mean, that's the level of this. And you know, I know we're talking about cash for appliances. It's just another program. It's not as big. But now we're going to have two layers of bureaucracy in this program.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, I had no idea. So air traffic controllers, which, of course, there are not enough of those, and they have enough stress, and there's so many problems now that we've seen lately in the with our flights with so many across country, et cetera, like the horrible thing we had over the Hudson. You've got people now processing paperwork that are supposed to be doing something else. It just figures, doesn't it? And cash for clunkers, here's the thing. I've heard that the idea of cash for clunkers could come back again maybe next year, that there's already some senators touting its success and that there might be a part two. Do you think it would really be a part two?
You know, there definitely could be a part two. I think there probably will be unless, you know, Americans really can contact their senators and kind of shut some stuff down. And it all goes back to the core of overspending, and you cannot spend your way out of debt. You can't do it, Kate. I can't do it. Your listeners can't do it. And it's just, it tears me up to think that our country as a whole is just saying, gosh, let's just spend our way. It's just free money. It's free government money. Go do these programs. Go do this. Go do that. It's not free. It's debt, and it's debt that you and I need to pay back. Everybody listening to your show needs to pay back, and our kids and grandkids.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing. We're going down a slippery slope, and we are like Alice in Wonderland, my friend. We are going down the rabbit hole way too fast for it makes me feel very, very uncomfortable. Okay, the cash for appliances. Explain that to the listeners if they don't know what it's about.
All right, here's basically what it is. The program is supposed to give an estimated $50 to $200 rebate on appliances, and these appliances have to have this Energy Star rating, which was a rating created by the EPA back in 92. So the government's going to give this money to the states, actually. So the states, by October 15th, have to come up with their plan and submit it to Uncle Sam, and then they're going to approve or may have them make adjustments to approve those plans. And then this money, this $296 million that has already been allocated for this, is going to get paid to the states based on population, and it's $1 per resident. So some states, you know, like Alaska, is going to get $1 for each of their 500,000 residents, and California is going to get millions and millions of this program. So that's how it's all allocated. The states come up with a program, submit it to Uncle Sam, and then Uncle Sam is hopefully going to fund this. I say hopefully according to their hopes. By November 30th, just in time for the Christmas shopping season. So they're really trying to get a boost in this year's GDP right before the end of the year by it.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, so you said it. Really, the best thing to do is don't help these programs because you're not really helping yourself in the long run. So don't listen to the headline and get all excited when you think you can turn something in and turn in all these appliances because it turns us upside down. But a lot of people won't heed that advice, and you know that.
Well, no, I definitely know that. And, you know, I'm not going to change their opinions on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not trying to. But ultimately, sometimes we have to stop and say, wait, where's this money coming from? It's hard for Americans to realize, I think, that our government has no money. No money. They might have the printing press, but we give them our tax dollars. That's how they make income. And so far what they've done with our tax dollars is put us in $12 trillion worth of debt. So they haven't done a very good job with our money yet, and we have to really start questioning some of these programs at some point.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, it's scary, too, Vern. You take that a step further and you think about what's happening with China, and China's getting really nervous, and they have all those treasury bonds, and they're starting to squawk at some of the things that are happening. And, you know, most people, I guess people actually realize that. We've talked about that on America Tonight. So much of our debt, of course, was bought up by the Chinese. It's very, very important for the dollar to try to at least have it stabilized somewhat. The more I think we keep printing money and we don't have any idea how much we're printing, the scarier it is as to when this push for one global, you know, currency that's not the dollar could maybe become reality, and how disastrous would that be for a lot of people?
You're absolutely right. And China's raising an eyebrow. I liken that to your credit card company. When you start charging up your credit card, and pretty soon you may be late, a little late on a payment, you go get another credit card, you got a great credit score, everything's fine and dandy, but then all of a sudden your credit score starts dropping and your creditors stop extending you credit. Well, I think the U.S. credit score is going to drop below 600 here pretty soon if it hasn't already. And what scares me, Kate, is we've been a superpower for so long, both economically and militarily. And we've done so many great things for so many nations around the world. I don't think anybody can argue with that the U.S. has done some great things throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
We will not be able to do things like that anymore. If we can't borrow more money and the government doesn't control the spending habits that they've got on these binge spending habits, then we're going to have to start printing money. And when we start printing money, it's happened in other countries. We've seen it in South America where the hyperinflation is just so high that they don't even put prices on menus because your meal price changes by the time you finish eating.
Right.
And they all laugh and say, no, this is America. That can't happen. But the reality is it can happen. And it will happen if China stops lending us money and if we keep going back to them and saying, hey, we need to sell some more T-bills. We need to stop.
Oh, yeah, we need to stop, absolutely. Who knows where it goes, but I think that I love your analogy about the credit card companies. I think everybody should wake up and start to participate and realize what the government's doing. And the cash for clunkers, cash for appliances, just another way to, trip up that debt that's doing nothing to help us. Because there's, as you said, and you said it so well, there's no way to spend your way out of this. We can't do that because it's not gonna work. Or I would do that, you would do that, everybody would do that, and there would be no debt. But that's not how it works, right?
That's exactly right. The math doesn't work.
Yeah, unfortunately. Vern, always a pleasure to have you on this show. And if you want to check out more about Vern, he has a fabulous website. Go to yourpracticaladvisor.com, yourpracticaladvisor.com. Thanks, Vern. We'll talk to you again down the road.
You bet. Thanks, Kate.
All right, so he made a great analogy about the credit cards. You think about that, and it does sound good. I mean, cash for clunkers sounded good, right? And now you see that only 40% of the money owed to the dealers has been approved. Most of it they haven't even gotten, and I didn't even know what Vern told us, that you've got air traffic controllers processing this stuff because they needed help. Oh. Where does it end? Odds and ends coming up on the flip side.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Yes, we started this hour of America Tonight talking about the bailouts. Have the bailouts really worked 1 year later? Well, you think about it. Cash for Clunkers was weak. We just talked to Vern Motor about that. And was it because there wasn't enough funding? Is it because it wasn't processed correctly, the typical government paperwork, and not also realizing the avalanche of people who would try to participate in it? All of the above reasons, I think, are why the Cash for Clunkers wasn't really truly a success. Now they're going to do the Cash for Appliances thing. And it's funny, somebody was talking to me about the car dealers, and you look at, you know, GM and you look at Chrysler, and I was watching some financial show last week, and somebody made the statement, one of the economist or whoever was on, they were talking about the fact that $81 billion bailout of both Chrysler and GM, forget about it. They will never recover. We will never recover from that. And you look at Ford, and I it slipped my mind, but Ford, of course, didn't take the bailout money. They refused it, if you remember, right? So now it looks like Ford is turning things around for them anyway on their coffers. And as somebody else said, you know, this Ford is really, truly one of the only American companies left. So I ask you, 1 year later, do you feel, as the one of the people that paid for it, that the bailouts have worked? How effective have the plans been so far? Because, of course, Lehman Brothers pushed us effectively into a recession. And then there were all these government programs, including a couple of them that I just mentioned, the bailouts of the auto industry, et cetera, but the stimulus plans, and specifically Cash for Clunkers, and now this Cash for Appliances. Something to think about, because truly this is your money. All right, this is Odds and Ends. In Odds and Ends, we talk about some of the buzz that's happening across the nation, and some of the buzz, besides, sadly, Patrick Swayze and reaction to his death, because he was well known, you know, whether it was Dirty Dancing or one of the tons of different movies that he was in or some of the other things he was known for. People in the horse community love Patrick Swayze. He was big into Arabian horses and raising Arabian horses and whatnot, particularly very excited about his ranch and was always at shows and that sort of thing. But seemed to be that nice guy, makes good in Hollywood. So people were really rooting for him, but that pancreatic cancer is just such a killer, so tough to fight that off. So we'll talk about him. But besides talking about Patrick Swayze dying at 57 years old and in sports shorts, Del Potro upsetting Roger Federer in the U.S. Open, our Open in New York City, where he could have won six of them in a row. That was a big story. And, of course, health care rages on. And, boy, we got some new stuff on that. And swine flu. The other big buzz from the entertainment world, Jay Leno. Jay Leno has disappeared for the summer. Of course, you've seen probably, I'm sure, if you watched any tube at all, like you were watching Law and Order or something, I'm sure you saw one of the 10 million promos for his move to primetime. It's an interesting experiment, because will his talk show work? Will people tune in from 10 to 11, I guess would be Central Time? It would be much earlier on the West Coast, and of course on the East Coast it would be 9 to 10 Central. It would be 10 to 11 East Coast time. So a whole different ballgame for Jay Leno. Will people really buy into this? He starts off the gays pretty hot. He is Jerry Seinfeld, his first guest. And also on the show, Kanye West, who is just coming off of, I mean, we threw him in the dungeon on our last America Tonight show, where he interrupted Taylor Swift at an awards show, got up on the stage, and it was just so ugly and awkward, and saying that he didn't say she deserve best video, but Beyonce had the best video. So it was a very, very awkward moment. And of course, he was escorted from the awards show. So here he is scheduled to do Jay Leno. And here's how emotional he actually got with Leno. Check this out.
Tell us about your day. Have you had a tough day today?
Yeah, it's been extremely difficult. Just dealing with the fact that I hurt someone or took anything away, you know, from a talented artist or from anyone, because I only wanted to help people, you know, my entire life. I've only wanted to give and do something that I felt was right. And I immediately knew in this situation that it was wrong and it wasn't a spectacle or just, you know, it's actually someone's emotions, right, you know, that I stepped on, and it was rude, period. And, you know, I'd like to be able to apologize to her in person, and, you know, I wanted to.
So when did you know you were wrong? Was it afterwards, as you were doing it? When did it strike you, uh-oh?
Like as soon as I gave the mic back to her, and then she didn't keep going.
I went. Let me ask something. I was fortunate enough to meet your mom and talk with your mom a number of years ago. What do you think she would have said about this? Okay. Would she be disappointed in this? Would she give you a lecture?
Yeah. You know, obviously, you know, I deal with hurt, and, you know, so many, you know, celebrities, they never take the time off, and I've never taken the time off to really, you know, I just music after music and tour after tour and tour, and I'm just ashamed that my hurt caused, you know, someone else's hurt. My dream of what award shows were supposed to be caused, you know, and I don't try to justify it because I was just in the wrong. That's period. But I need to, after this, take some time off and just analyze how I'm going to you know, make it through the rest of this life, how I'm going to improve. And because I am a celebrity and that's something I have to deal with.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I could do to help Taylor in the future or help anyone, I like, because, you know, I want to live this thing. It's hard, you know, it's sometimes so.
All right, so Kanye West spurred a lot of comments, a lot of people in the music industry down on Kanye, slamming him all over the blogs and when they've been interviewed. And even the President of the United States, with the offhanded comment to a reporter, which the reporter leaked out there, he said that Kanye West was basically a donkey's rear, you know, if I were allowed to say it on the air, a J.A. So that was pretty interesting. There are a lot of people that think Kanye has lost it. It would be good for him to go away and think about it. You could tell he was choked up because, of course, his mother just dying last year and dying in a botched plastic surgery, if you remember, was very hard on him and his family, etc. But the way he phrased that question just put him over the top. It was ridiculous. He was obviously had too much cognac. It was stupid that he went on the stage. He had no right to trample on her like that. And I could care less about award shows. Know very little about Taylor Swift other than she's like a pop singer or whatever. But just stupid, ridiculous. More of these crazy outbursts from the idiots in the music world. And there's some great people in the music world. Don't get me wrong, talented, incredible, funny, even if they take jabs at each other and they know when to do it. This guy certainly is not one of those guys. All right, also in odds and ends, and we'll have to wait and see on Jay Leno. I'll have to watch it a little bit. I did tape it. We'll have to watch it a little bit and see if we can give him a rating on a scale of 1 to 10 in the next couple of weeks. Also from odds and ends, so I thought this was interesting. Turnabout is fair play, they say. In Malibu, it was just released that the Wells Fargo company has fired an executive who decided to party and hang out at one of the 12 bank-owned $12 million beach house in the Malibu colony. Uh-huh. They released a statement saying they regretted the activities that took place. They don't reflect the conduct we expect of a team member. And he was let go. What a dummy. What had happened was the previous people who owned it turned over the house to Wells Fargo in the spring. Their real estate agent said they were financially devastated by Madoff's, you know, Ponzi scheme. I had a little reference to that earlier, and had to sign the property over to the bank to help pay a larger debt. So the home wasn't foreclosed. The bank agreed not to sell it immediately. That was the idea. So one of the execs says, man, Malibu, celebrities, we're going to party. So he was at the house, and he decided to use it and had people ferried in on yachts, basically. Oh, my, oh, my. Now, see, that would never happen at GCN, would it, Matt? Wouldn't you get caught red-handed if you tried to ferry people in from all over the country on a private plane that the company owns?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's so much room up here at the mansion, though. I don't know. We might be able to stash some people away in a party room down at the other end of the luxurious studio that we have here.
The party room. That's what this idiot did. You know, it's reminds you of when you're a kid and somebody's parents have a beach house somewhere and they have a key and they want to sneak in, but you can't have anybody spill anything and you can't spill any drinks and you can't do this. And somebody always gets busted in that case. But this was somebody who was pretty high up in the bank system for Wells Fargo. So it was pretty easy to spot them and nail them. Who knows? Probably neighbors turned them in, but that's what happens. Hey, keep it with us here on the flip side. Coming up, we'll have more on Obama's speech and some other things that happened politically during the day, including the latest on health care.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt. purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors, you may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is wild edible food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
News you can abuse. You know, you got to be careful what you do with porn. It might have started out as a prank, but I'll tell you, the police frown on that kind of stuff, particularly when you're at a very popular store, the Walmart in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Can you imagine those people making their way up and down the aisles only to look up and see porn on the DVD TVs at Walmart? 2 20-year-olds thought that would be hysterical, but they were busted on felony obscenity complaint, is what they call it. Police charged the two, put the X-rated DVD that they had slid into the player that was connected to the 6 TVs. The DVD was removed when a customer notified a store manager in shock. Here's what I want to know. How many minutes did it take by the time that thing was plugged in for somebody to actually notice it? It's funny because I kind of zone out when I go in a store, especially if it's a big store. I have a list. I go in. I'm out. Boom. I don't know if I'd notice it. I guess it was right in front of me. I would. But it depends on where those TVs were positioned. You know, they say art is in the eye of the beholder, or whether you appreciate what the artist is trying to do. There's a guy named Roger Maller, and he's out of Nebraska. He doesn't paint on canvas. He doesn't paint on wood. None of that kind of stuff, paper. He paints on eggs, primarily. So he started painting farm scenes on eggs while he was a pharmacist in Nebraska. One of his eggs was, I guess, even displayed at the White House. What's the deal with painting on eggs? I mean, I wonder why he chose to do that. I think it'd be too small. He told a local newspaper that it's art that people can pick up and hold. Yeah, but if they squeeze the egg, there goes the art. Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm thinking of, I think of decorating eggs. You know, at Easter when you do the decorating eggs thing, I was never very good at that. They give you those, you go and you get that dye. I'm sure like Stu in Kentucky can relate to this. He gets has kids. And you get that dye and you see all these cool designs on the front. Oh, I tried to do it with my little nephew and forget it. I was the worst at it. I mean, it was dyed, but it was just a plain old like pink egg and a blue egg. Let's go to my hometown, Philadelphia. Tagger Steve Powers, they say, is back at work in West Philly. He has the okay from city officials. Here's what his deal was. He's a former graffiti artist who created a series of rooftop murals that can be seen by computers from elevated trains. I've actually seen them. They're very cool. And they have messages like, your ever after is all I'm after, like sort of like love messages. Love letters for the entire city, not necessarily a specific person. He hopes that his murals will help heal an area, especially that area that's just ripped apart by drugs and violence. But they're very pretty murals. I can't remember why I saw it. Maybe last time I was home and I was on a train somewhere, and only by accident, so I know what that's about. But good for him. He turned graffiti into something more powerful. How about this story? Out of Milford, Texas. Boy, this guy has to be brave. He's 6'3", pretty tall guy, right? And he's a blacksmith in that town. But he wears kind of a different outfit when he's working. You think of a blacksmith, he wears a leather kilt. Sometimes when he has to go out for dressier things, dressier occasions, he has a wool tartan skirt or kilt. And he's Scottish, so that's what the deal is. And he likes the kilts because it's comfortable to wear. So when he's moving around doing his, you know, blacksmithing thing, he's much more comfortable. But in a place where he is, like Milford, Texas, and those are cowboy wearing, shoot first, ask questions later kind of guys, I got to think that that had to be odd for some of them to see him walking around in the kilts. And finally, these two stories, one out of Liberty, Kentucky. For all you people in Kentucky, you know the town of Liberty. They're offering free rent. Liberty is trying to attract, I love this idea, they're trying to attract new business to their downtown. So what they're trying to do to get people to relocate is they're telling people they're not going to have some of these vacant buildings. They're not going to have to pay rent for a year. So you kind of got these historic old buildings. They're not eyesores, but they're older. And they're sprucing them up and they're painting them. And I guess this freebie idea is attracting a lot of people. They say five companies have accepted and more are on the wait list. Well, of course. I mean, what a great time to start a company. Or if your company, think of the amount of money you save for an entire year in rent. And rent can cost you an arm and a leg. I mean, this is a small town, but still, you have to pay for everything that entails. And that's a good savings. All right, this from Perkin, Illinois. This is our final one. A lot of news you can abuse in this show. Gun collector Robert Mercer always wanted his own cannon, apparently. He couldn't buy one, so he made it last year. He learned of a cannon barrel for sale, and it was made by another collector who never finished his howitzer, Civil War-era howitzer. Remember those? So he molded over for a while, and he bought it. And then he had his sons carve up the carriage for the cannon out of a white oak beam that weighed like 700 pounds. He fired fired the cannon. He made it so he could fire it. And because of the economy and a lot of interest in it, it looks like he's going to sell it at about $7,500. But the story is cool, to actually shoot off a cannon to fix it up and have the kids and his sons involved in that and actually get it so that it could work. Wow. All right, a couple of other things for you. This day in history, one of my favorite things that we do, I love to look back, at least in history anyway. Today is USA Today Day. It marks the first issue of the nation's newspaper back in 1982. That's nice of them to make their own day. Also, it's Make a Hat Day. Make a serious hat or make a goofy hat. I don't think I'd be very good at that. Maybe, I guess I could make a paper hat. I don't know. Moving on. On this day in history, in 1954, during night filming for the Seven Year Itch, in New York City, a gust of wind from a subway grating lifted Marilyn Monroe's skirt. Her husband, Joey DiMaggio, objected. He hated it. He was furious. But the scene made it to the world's movie screens, very, very famous, and then a poster afterwards sold like gangbusters. How about this? If we wind back a little bit further, 1930, one of the world's most popular comic strips, Blondie, first appeared. Blondie and Dagwood speak 33 languages. They're in 1,800 newspapers in 58 countries, still hanging strong. Ever catch the show on reruns, Green Acres? It debuted in 1965. Eddie Albert, Ava Gabor, and Arnold the Pig. 1969, TV host Ed Sullivan released his only rock single, The Sully Gully. I'd love to hear a copy of that. It never made the charts. I'm sure you're stunned by that. 1991, Madonna autographed a pink and black bra from the movie Truth or Dare. It brought in $11,000 at a Michigan auction. Wonder what that would bring in today. I bet you a little bit more. She's still, like, last year had a gangbuster year. She was the biggest one as far as concerts were concerned. I was surprised by that. In 1994, EMI Records, the Beatles record company, paid $122,900 for a noisy 5-minute tape made back in July 6, 1957 at a Liverpool church by 16-year-old John Lennon and the Quarrymen. It was Lennon's first recording. And that would be another thing that would be fun, I think, to be able to hear. 2003, lacking funds to complete a 4-season, the WUSA shut down its women's professional soccer league. Boy, they just could never get enough interest. I mean, there was interest in the women competing internationally, World Cup, etc., but not with WUSA. 2004, World Cup, when I say Olympics, in the Olympics, it was so huge, if you remember the U.S. women, but WUSA just could not make it. There are other soccer leagues that have floundered as well. 2004, Johnny Ramone, the guitarist and co-founder of the band The Ramones, died in L.A., at age 55. And speaking of age, it's time for birthdays.
You have mail, mister.
I need birthday singers! Come on! We need birthday singers!
We do have some birthdays here. Britain's Prince Henry of Wales is a big 25 years old. Director Oliver Stone turned 63, as does Tommy Lee Jones. You know he was Al Gore's roommate in college? Football's Dan Marino, 48 years old. McGruff, the crime fighter dog, 29 years old. How about that? Pretty decent birthdays. Quickly, one more for you. Oh, let's throw this one in. Jackie Cooper, 87. Have a good one.
This is football night on ESPN 2, 5, or 6. What? The Temple Owls against the Ohio U Chitlin Lakes in the city of Philadelphia. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time and have fun.
This is the best elevator music I've ever heard.